Let's head out and talk with Guy Sekala. Guy Sekala is from Inside Mortgage Finance, and he's on the other end of our line. Guy, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
All right. I apologize. James, my producer, helped me get your name correct. Tell us a little bit about Inside Mortgage Finance.
Well, we're a research company that really just tracks the residential mortgage market. We publish some newsletters, some databases, and basically a website. And we advise lenders and other people involved in the mortgage market, including the government, on different trends in the mortgage market. And we also rank lenders nationwide.
When I saw the new rates come out from Freddie and Fannie, the numbers looked awesome. What's this mean?
Well, it means that mortgage rates, 30-year fixed rate mortgage rates, are at a record low. We're getting near 3.75. We're at about 3.84. The downside, of course, is that mortgage underwriting is still extremely tough and has been tough for the last couple of years.
Why is it still so tough?
Pretty much because we have a government-controlled mortgage market. As you're probably aware, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have been in federal conservatorship because of their financial condition for 3.5 years now. The government doesn't want to take any risk with taxpayer money, so it's making them operate almost as if they're private businesses when it comes to underwriting. Meanwhile, we have FHA, which has a little slightly looser underwriting, but that program is in the risk of losing a lot of money, and the government is concerned about that, so it's constantly ratcheting up their fees and underwriting.
What is the main culprit of the challenges besides the government involvement? Are the rules and regulations a problem?
Eventually, the rules and regulation, Dodd-Frank imposed a lot more regulation on mortgage lenders, particularly when it comes to making non-government mortgages. But it's hard to really blame it on that yet because most of those rules haven't kicked in yet. They're really not set to even be proposed, much less finalized, for another year or so. We really still are trying to recover from the credit crisis of 2008.
I know that it's still a challenge for many folks to get homes. You have to make sure that your credit is in order and make sure that your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed.
Yeah, you have to jump through more hoops than probably you ever have had to jump through, at least in our lifetime. And there's no getting around that. You just have to make sure you can do it, and sometimes it takes time. You have to fix your credit. You need 2 years of tax returns showing income that can qualify for a loan. So if you lost your job a year ago, sometimes, you know, I hear it from people all the time, you have to wait another year to be able to do anything because you need those 2 years of tax returns.
What can people do when they've had credit issues, even foreclosures or bankruptcy?
That's really tough. I mean, it was a little easier 5 or 6 years ago when you were coming out of bankruptcy. Lending was flexible enough so that somebody could say, okay, you had a bankruptcy 2 years ago. We're going to try to work something out. Now everything is so tight that, you know, bankruptcy is likely to keep you out of getting a mortgage for 5 years or more.
Will the rates get people buying more homes?
They should, but to be frank, we've had very attractive mortgage rates for almost 2 years now, and it's done relatively little to get people out buying homes, probably because there are other issues like their job, their financial situation, or just their concern that the housing market hasn't bottomed out, that are keeping them from buying homes.
Do you think this is going to improve anytime soon?
One of the things we're seeing is that there really isn't much change. Mortgage underwriting isn't really changing. The economy is recovering very slowly. So for the rest of this year, at least, if not a good part of next year, we don't really see much of a change in the status quo.
How much does the credit that the United States impact not only the mortgage industry, but people buying homes?
What do you mean exactly by credit?
Well, the debt, I should say, that the United States has.
Well, so far, it's more of a concern in this country than it is outside of this country. I guess one of the silver linings is the global economy is in such disarray, particularly Europe. The United States still looks good. And so that's one of the reasons we're seeing very low mortgage rates, is because the mortgage rates are tied to Treasury investments and Treasury securities, and everyone around the world still thinks that's probably the safest investment to hold.
All right. And for people who want more information about the website, where do they go?
InsideMortgageFinance.com.
All right. Guy, we appreciate your time, especially this early in the morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Guy Sakala's Inside Mortgage Finance director and owner, and we appreciate his time.